speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
We were noticing yesterday what it means to try to overthrow the work of God. And we notice that one meaning of the word overthrow is to thrust it away, to try to get rid of it, to put it away from us. And we noticed how some trying to shirk individual responsibility by thrusting it from them. But they're still going to give an account of themselves one day before God. A second meaning of the word to overthrow means to break it down. And we noticed how Satan is trying to break down the power of the Word of God, even tried to break down Christ Himself, as found in Matthew 4 and those temptations that came upon the Lord. A third meaning is to stretch it out. And we notice how some are trying to stretch out the Word of God to make it so elastic that it would cover almost any lifestyle and any violation of the Word. Well, today, a fourth meaning of the word to overthrow is to shake it off. God has given to every man a conscience. This conscience can be seared, though, as with a hot iron, we learn in 1 Timothy 4, verse 2, so that it becomes past feeling. We learn in Titus 1:15 that the conscience can be defiled. We learn in Hebrews 10:22 that the conscience can become evil. But while it can be seared, defiled, or be made evil, it cannot be shaken off. The reason being, the conscience is God-given. Now, conscience is a safe guide only when conscience is safely guided and has been properly taught. Man's conscience rests upon faith, and this faith rests upon the testimony which it has. And we must be sure that we're building our faith upon the testimony of God's Word and let our conscience be guided by the Word of God. Oftentimes we know what the Lord has said, but we're not living up to what He has said. And as a result, our conscience bothers us. We don't want to be made uncomfortable. We'd like to shake it off and simply deny that it exists, but we really can't do that. We will be held responsible for doing what we know to be right, and we will be held responsible for studying that we may know that which is right. So another meaning of to overthrow is to shake it off. A fifth meaning of the word to overthrow is to cause it to fail. There are those who would like to see man's faith in the Bible fall. There are those who have tried every way imaginable to prove that the Bible is not the Word of God. But as the poet said long ago, the Bible is the anvil upon which many hammers have been worn out. But the anvil of God's Word still stands. We're told, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall never pass away. So said Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 35. And God Himself declared that His Word could not be destroyed through His servant Peter in 1 Peter 1, 23, 24, and verse 25. Well, since that is the case, man cannot cause the Word to fall. It will judge us in the last day. Christ said in John 12, verse 48, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. And to try to overthrow it, to try to cause the Word of God to fall, is to be fighting against God. And every time and any time one is fighting against God, he's fighting a losing battle. Another meaning of the word to overthrow, number six, is to pervert it. How many times has an effort been made to pervert some statement of the Lord? Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 down through verse 8, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. One of the most bitter rebukes found in all the Bible was hurled against a man who tried to pervert the right way of the Lord. In Acts 13, verse 8 through verse 10, we read of that. It's a serious thing indeed to try to change, to alter, to leave out, or to add something to that which has been spoken by the Lord. We cannot change it in any fashion, in any sense, for it will meet us at the judgment exactly as it was given by God. And when men attempt to pervert it, they're fighting against God. And when they're trying to pervert it, they're trying to overthrow it. And they're fighting a losing battle. Well, number 7, to overthrow it, can mean to turn it upside down. How often has man tried to turn upside down something God has said? I can give you an example, a very clear one, Mark 16, verse 16, where the Lord said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Man has tried to turn that inside out, upside down, every way possible, and they're reading it. One says, "He that believeth and is saved can be baptized if he wants to." Or, "One who that believeth and is saved can leave off baptism if he wants to do that." But we had better turn it back around and leave it just as God said it. "He that believeth and is baptized," and a coordinate conjunction that joins two things of equal rank. Just as man cannot be saved without belief, man cannot be saved without the baptism the Lord puts in. Yes, we are saved by grace. Ephesians 2, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are created in Christ Jesus for good works." And baptism is a work of God, not a work of man. And we'd better leave it just as God has given it, lest we be trying to overthrow that which belongs to God. It cannot be overthrown. Now, number 8, to overthrow, has another meaning, and that is to dissolve it. And no council of men, no act of Congress, no synod, no ecclesiastical convention of any kind can dissolve any arrangement God has made or anything God has said. Oh, I know they're doing it. I know they have their creeds and their manuals and their updated creeds and their updated manuals from their various conventions. But they cannot overthrow the Word of God. And man is deceiving himself, and man is fighting against God when he tries to rearrange and to reorder very plain teachings of the Word of God. We can't, with a shrug of the shoulders, the wink of an eye, or the wave of a hand, cause something that came from God to cease. Our denial or our doubt or our altering will not change the picture in one sense when it comes to the eternal judgment. And as we look at these 8 meanings, if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. It simply means you cannot thrust it away. You cannot break it down. You cannot stretch it out. You cannot shake it off. You cannot cause it to fall. You cannot pervert it. You cannot turn it upside down. You cannot dissolve it. The Bible is of God. And the church is God's arrangement. Individual responsibility is God-given. It was God who gave us a conscience. And on we could go mentioning the things that have come from God. And may we not in any sense be found fighting against God. Because it was God who in His Word gave us these inspired words of a non-Christian, these wise words of a non-Christian, that if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. If it be of God, you can't change God's arrangement. And it was God who asked that you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that Son who said, except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins, John 8, verse 24. And who said in verse 32 of John 8, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Who indicated in John 14 that He's the very embodiment of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, He said in John 14, verse 6. And so He is the Son of God. And it was God who asked that you believe that He is the Christ, the Son of God. And it was God who asked that you repent of your sins. For we're told in Acts 17, verse 30, at the times of this ignorance, God overlooked or winked at. But now God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And His Son said in Luke 13, 3, and in verse 5 of Luke 13, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So it was God who asked that we repent, that we give up the practice of sin, that we put them behind us. And it was God who asked that we confess the name of Christ before men. And He promised that if we'll confess Him before men, He will confess us before the Father which is in heaven. But if we deny Him before men, we will be denied before the Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. And again, it was God who's the one who asked that we be baptized into Christ by immersion for the right purpose, for the remission, the removal of our sins. It's by God's arrangement that man is saved and then by the Lord added to the church. Acts 2, verse 47. It's by God's request and God's arrangement that man worship in spirit and in truth. John 4, verse 24. And the Bible is filled with information as to how we can please Him in our daily lives. Friends, if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God. On this statement, Christianity will rest its case. And on it, you and I must build our lives. And may God help us to not fight against Him, not try to overthrow any of His Word, but to agree with it and to be obedient to His Word. And if we as a child of God have strayed from the path and now are seeking to thrust it from us, trying to overthrow it, we need to repent of that and pray God for forgiveness, and He will forgive our sins.